From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Niall and Declan McNiff of Real Time Recruitment, who are experts in tech and transformation recruitment since 2005. With offices in Dublin and Belfast, they help clients of all sizes successfully scale their teams to deliver projects all over Ireland and the east coast of the USA. Thank you so much for joining me on AIBF Business Talk today, Declan and Niall. Absolutely delighted that we can have you both on as brothers, but also partners in crime with regard to real-time recruitment. I'd love to hear from you, and maybe Declan, you might like to take this one. What inspired you both to become entrepreneurs and work together? Was it a natural choice of progression, or did it take some convincing from one of you to the other?
Thanks a million, Elaine. And firstly, great to chat to you, and thanks for the opportunity. I would say there was definitely a bit of entrepreneurial in the family. Our mum and dad both knew the value of hard work, but our mum would have been the risk taker. And to be fair to her, she set up a fashion business and had that business for 34 years. So we grew up, she had a few other businesses before, but that was her labor of love. She loved the fashion industry, and she had people come from far and wide. So she did it really well. She stocked niche labels, so they weren't available outside of Belfast or Dublin. So people would come to Newcastle for her. She would get to know them so well. She get to know their diaries, what's happening, what events are happening in their lives, like weddings, communions, confirmations, etc. And our mum would forward buy for these clients that were repeat customers. So they become repeat customers, she'd learn about them. So that was the sort of foundation for us. And we grew up, so that became natural. And then Niall worked in recruitment for a year with a major multinational for a year before I came back. I worked in the banking in London. Came back, Niall's boss said, would I consider working in recruitment? And because Niall had done very well, I thought, if my brother can do it, I can definitely do it. There was definitely a bit of the sibling rivalry there. So we got in. Niall, in fairness, we both did exceptionally well with our former employer. Niall was there 7.5 years. I was there 6.5. So to take up your question about the natural, it was very natural for us to go out together and with each other, A, to set up a business, and B, with each other. We weren't trying to reinvent the wheel, but we definitely felt that as a team, we could bring a better customer service.
And that's very interesting when you relate it back to your own upbringing with regard to your mother, but seeing how in tune she was to her customers and knowing, you know, where they were. And as you said, they're really getting to know them. And I think that's one thing that really rings true in your own values, because when I just see it on your wall there with rapport being one of your key values, the relationship side of things, it's great to see that coming through in your own business, albeit in a totally different industry and different side, but it's definitely, I suppose, a key thing that has come from your mother's side.
Well, 100%. And rapport is everything, from the first person you meet when you walk through the door of the office, or the first video call you have. So whether it's a colleague, whether it's a candidate, whether it's a client. And look, we pride ourselves on relationship building and long-term relationship building. We have a 97% client retention rate, which we work hard at and we don't take for granted, but rapport is key. How you get on with people and earn their trust and then repay their trust in you.
And keeping their trust. Niall, what do you see maybe as some of the advantages of working together with a family member so closely as Declan? Is it easier or is it harder, I suppose, especially maybe from the raw honesty and a feedback perspective?
Thanks, Elaine. Firstly, I would say we are great friends as well, aside from being business partners. Implicit trust in each other and what we're looking to achieve is at the forefront of everything. And basically, what we're looking to achieve is excellent customer service for our candidates and clients. And in order to do that, like it's important that we have an open and honest relationship. Decisions are always made for the best of the business. It's not about whose idea was actually used. The business always comes first. And with that in mind, we naturally we critique ideas, be they our ideas, leaders in the business, new people who have just come into the business, kind of great ideas. and we'll always critique them and give honest feedback and explain why we go with something or why we don't. There's no egos in the decision-making process, I guess, and everybody's aware of that. And in our case, I think like we have the sibling trust and rapport that we've sort of, obviously, we just have, and we're both very competitive. So that's definitely helped in our success. And as a result, we're agile as a team, as a business. So if needs be, we can make decisions really quickly and pivot where we where necessary. So there's no hanging around. There's no red tape in that sense.
And it's very interesting. I think one of the phrases that comes to mind that my grandmother used to always say, you know, blood is thicker than water. And it's great that you can have that raw, honest relationship and yet go back to being really good friends outside of it. Declan, tell me, have you ever kind of maybe questioned your path or maybe doubted yourselves when you've come up against challenges?
Absolutely, Elaine, especially more so in the early years. You know, there was times when things would happen and things would go slightly awry and out of your control, or you, there was an issue with a client, or it'd keep you awake at night, and you'd be thinking, I wish I worked for somebody else. But to be fair, it was usually fleeting, because I know I've spoken to another, there's almost a bit of, not imposter syndrome, but along those lines, it's a bit of the seat of the pants stuff. You're winging it a wee bit at times in the early years of the business. You're working hard and you're trying to do everything right, but you're making mistakes left, right, and center. But you don't try to make the mistakes. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. We could have had 99 brilliant clients that loved our service back in the day, and we could have had one client that wasn't happy for whatever reason. And I would have lay awake at night, instead of sleeping soundly, thinking I've got 99 clients, brilliant. I would have lay awake thinking, how can I get the one client over the fence into the good side? And that comes along. So you doubt yourself, but then you learn to trust yourself. You learn to trust what you're doing. You trust the process. You trust the partnership that I had with Niall, the business that we were building. You trust in your values, which are very important. So then you realize you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
And I go back to the fact that, and it was actually Brian Cody, the famous Kilkenny manager, that he said, as long as your intentions are right, mm-hmm. you can sleep soundly at night, no matter what mistakes you make.
That's so true. And I think a great lesson that really resonates, you know, and he was such a leader in himself. But beyond financial success, and at the end of the day, you know, we often talk about profitability and what are the leftovers of the business. What has been the most fulfilling aspect of building your business together, Niall?
To be fair, Elaine, I think there would be a few things that have been hugely fulfilling. And I'd say that we take pride in. Firstly, it's the staff. Seeing our employees flourish. And in many cases, you're talking about rookie recruiters. You see in their journey to becoming sort of trusted staff and partners to their clients, you know, building rapport with many candidates and clients along the way. And then I'd like to think that the culture we have built has really assisted anybody who's joined the organization to join a sort of a can-do team, a team that wants you to thrive and do well. Yes, it's competitive, but, you know, there's people in the business day in, day out are having, you know, good days. And of course, there's people have bad days, but collectively, everybody's there to try and help each other, lift each other's spirits. So whilst it's a competitive environment, everybody's doing their best for their clients and candidates. And secondly, I'd say about the candidates that we've worked with, we've placed thousands of candidates over the years, since over 18 years. Basically, you know, they've trusted us with their career moves. They've taken our advice on board. And ultimately, there's testimonials aplenty, basically, of you know, life-changing opportunities, meeting candidates' needs or whatever it was, because everybody throughout their sort of career life cycle, if you want to call it, has different motivations at each stage of their life, from their 20s to their 30s to their 40s and their 50s. So you're trying to meet all those different needs on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So hugely satisfying. And then lastly, with our clients, it is great to actually see your clients flourish and think that in some way you may have played a small part in helping them through scaling up their tech teams, be they hiring permanent staff for the longer term needs of the business, or if they're hiring contractors for you know, niche opportunities where they don't necessarily have the staff on site. So again, it's about playing your part and seeing those clients thrive. And as I say, over the years, and those each instance between staff, candidates and clients, become friends with so many over the years. You know, you've just formed that relationship with them. So yeah, it's great.
And that's very interesting, because really a business can only expand and scale once they have the right team and the right people on board. So it's fantastic to say that you've been part of that success story and that journey, played, you know, a part, however big or small, you know, along the way. That must be very, very satisfying. Declan, if you were to do things differently, or maybe looking back at your whole journey of entrepreneurship from the time you were two young brothers watching your mother and the business to building a business with your brother, is there anything, any advice you'd give to yourself?
Probably not worry as much. I'd be the worrier out of the two of us. I would say more so, not, I'd say Niall would probably laugh at that, but yeah, would I, back when I was worried about smaller things, but now experience is amazing. Just if you tell staff, and I see staff get worried about situations that I might have got worried about back in the day, and I just remain calm. Look, it'll play out in a couple of weeks, it won't be an issue. But definitely that's one of the big things, is deal with issues as they come up. Deal with issues swiftly, you get them done, they don't become a distraction, they don't grow legs and become something that they shouldn't. So it would definitely be that, remain calm and deal with issues quickly.
Yeah, and that's very important, isn't it? Is that if you do have, and you mentioned an example earlier, maybe a bit of negative feedback or something that didn't go your way, just to address it head on. I think Brian Tracy refers to it as eat the frog, you know, do the worst thing that there is in front of you in the day first off and get it out and park that worry, because your health is so much more important in the longer side of things. Niall, beyond your own individual strengths, which both obviously yourself and Declan have individually, what synergies have emerged from working together as brothers, and how do you feel that has maybe contributed to the overall success of the business?
Yeah, I'll probably come back to something I mentioned earlier, Elaine. I think it's just the straight out ability to be straight talking. Okay. You know, just basically make quick calls on so many areas of the business as and when they're needed. There's no egos. So it's basically, you can make quick decisions on bid for new agreements, new contracts, things like that there. So you avoid any of those sort of lengthy delays, and effectively you become a business that people can work with quite easily, because you just make decisions quickly. Sometimes you make a decision and it might not be what somebody wants to hear, but you make the decision as opposed to procrastinating. We both played each other's strengths. I think on tests that we've done, about personality tests and things like that, we come out at sort of opposite ends and end up complementing each other. So, as I say, we both know what we're strong at, and I'm basically, you know, we cover each other's weaknesses. But effectively, it's just so that, as I say, we cover it for the best of the business and work in tandem. Mm-hmm. We actually work, we use Traction as well, which is obviously a Gino Wickman methodology, which has greatly helped us over the last couple of years since we've sort of rolled it out. So again, it just makes things happen at speed, and we move through things, so you have less issues.
And that's so brilliant to hear that, you know, you're different, but yet you work together, and you work together very well. I think it's like looking at a pair of shoes. You need a left shoe and a right shoe to make a pair of shoes, you know, and they're opposite and they're opposite sides, but they've got a common purpose, and that's to, you know, be on your feet and to protect them and to walk. So it's a very interesting analogy as well that you've mentioned. And I suppose it's really interesting to hear how, you know, each other's strengths and you play to your strengths, but also from the weaknesses side, you can cover each other's weaknesses. And that's very interesting. And it comes back to having that very open, honest, I think, you know, relationship with who you are as individuals, but also knowing your personality types and profiles. You know, Declan, how do you, you know, you mentioned there before earlier that, you know, you used to stay at night worrying about something and really take things on board like that. How do you maintain such a healthy work-life balance now, you know, at this stage in your business? Like, how do you set boundaries as to, okay, this is us as our family talk and this is the work talk?
Yeah, it's funny just listening to Niall there, because yeah, we did multiple psychometric tests just with mentors and everything that we had, and we were the perfect combination. And again, it is about recognizing the strengths and the weaknesses. And we're lucky in the sense we have a lot of similar interests, play a bit of golf, used to play a lot of soccer, and we support Liverpool as well as coach our kids' GA teams. But when we started out, like in the early years, pre-kids, it was gangbusters, Elaine. You know, we would have worked 7 day weeks, like 16, 17 hours a day. But that's not unusual. That's what, as entrepreneurs, you speak to any, that's what you did to get the business to a position where it was viable. But it was also what we wanted to do. We didn't know anything else, and the excitement and the responsibility that clients would give you, that they needed a contractor, a permanent resource, or a team put together to help them achieve their goals. The motivation that gave you to get in, to get the results, and to build that relationship. And thank God, we were brilliant at it. Are we the best? No, but we strive to be the best, and we strive to be the best at what we do. So that's an ever evolving process through investment in staff and training, etc. But hiring great staff, Niall touched on it there, building out the real-time team, that was key. Like, we now hire based on our core values, accountability, integrity, and rapport. And it's funny, when once you start doing that and honing in on it, you get a lot of people that want to go on the same journey with you. That'll challenge you and bring different responsibilities. But then, as owners, one of the biggest things is, and I know it's the same with a lot of entrepreneurs, is once you have the right people, you have to delegate responsibility, and you have to give up responsibility to take it off your table so that you can maybe work on higher value stuff, but also they're probably better at it, at some of it than you. So it's recognizing that. So hiring the right team and then delegating to them allows you to bring a balance to things, because a work-life balance is, the last few years, like with COVID, everybody wants it. Everybody needs it.
We've got a taste of it, and we want more of it.
Exactly. And Niall and I would know a lot of very successful people that have traveled worldwide. That was a major part. And they would have been family people as well. But like, when you're successful and you're traveling a lot, something has to compromise.
Absolutely.
And they realized what they were missing out on. And there's some people have cut the travel down by 90%. And even though it's come back, they enjoy now traveling, but do it less, because it is all about having that balance.
Yeah, and you know, that's an interesting thing, because it's evident, especially in the last number of years, and Declan, you mentioned COVID and everything there, that the whole change, there's been huge changes in the business landscape. So how do you keep, say, motivated to continue innovating and pushing boundaries all the time, Niall?
Yeah, it is. This is the type of business, and I'm sure it would be for all businesses, Elaine, if you're still doing it the same way you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever, you're going to get left behind. So you are always looking to push the boundaries. We are in the tech sector in terms of supplying tech staff. So like, for me, our staff are huge motivators for us. They turn up day in, day out, week in, week out, hugely motivated, looking to help candidates and clients. So it's important that we give them the right environment in which they can perform to the best of their ability. And we regularly hear inspirational stories of how they've helped, as I say, so many different people achieve sort of jobs that they were basically jobs of their dreams, so to speak. And at the same time, help clients, you know, in some of their pain points. So as I say, it's up to us to make sure that we're using best in class technology. And there is a slight pitfall with that, that it seems to be every week or every month there's shiny new tools coming out in our space. So you just have to sort of, you know, validate, take each one on its merits and see, will that actually make an impact on our business, as opposed to just being another tool sitting on the desk for everybody that they can use. So it's about trying to find what works for your business, and it could be different from some of your competitors. What works for you that will, as I say, impact both your staff to help them do the job better, and ultimately your candidates and clients to give them a better service.
I really relate to that. As you said, there's so many new things coming on board, and it's deciding, hang on here, what is useful and maybe what's not. It's like, are you the magpie going after the shiny, every shiny new thing that's coming, you know? And it's about kind of maybe narrow focusing and not allow in all of those distractions, and to focus what is serving you and your business. Declan, I'd like to maybe finish with yourself and maybe a little bit of advice that you give. There's many companies and people listening in here at different stages of their journey. Some are more at the the startup space, a lot of that real growth stage, and they're scaling up and they're looking at opportunities, not just in Ireland, but beyond our shores, and looking at international opportunities. As siblings that have started up, you know, your business together, what advice would you give to anybody listening in considering, you know, maybe evolving a family business or collaborating or bringing in a partner that is a sibling or a close relative?
Oh, good question, Elaine. Hey, trying to summarize, definitely go for it. That's what I would say. Don't hold back. Don't be one of those a shrinking violet, as my mum would have said, hiding behind. Great idea, but afraid to have the gumption to go for it. It can be daunting, especially at the start. But if you're lucky enough to have a sibling, doubly go for it, because we've spoken about the level of trust, support, knowing someone's got your back, knowing someone's got your best interest. Niall and I would know a lot of business owners that are there on their own at the top of the tree and don't necessarily have somebody to bounce off. And that's, the AIBF is great for that, is great support. But the other side of it, actually in the day-to-day business, having somebody that you know is there, and then with your values building out a team that is not in your own image but aligned to the same path, would be great. Don't be afraid to take criticism. Okay, don't be afraid to take criticism, whether that's internal or whether you speak to somebody at a networking event and they say, oh, well, I might have done it like this. Oh, criticism is there. As long as it's not malicious, obviously nobody likes that, but criticism should always be positive. And if you're critiquing somebody else, try and make it as positive and constructive as possible. But if you're setting up with a sibling or even just a another, clearly define each other's roles. Very, very important. So no gray areas. If you have a team, you don't want the team wondering, is it Niall or is it Declan a go-to? So we have clearly defined roles in the business so that staff know if they've an issue of finance, go talk to Niall. He's head of that area, whereas myself, if it's a client, more client focus, it's usually myself. The last thing I'd say, definitely run a business. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so mistakes are always, you can overcome them. Nobody goes out to make them intentionally, or they shouldn't do, but 99% of the time. And look, we all make them, and the next mistake is only around the corner. So what I would say, I still regularly make mistakes. Well, regularly, maybe not, but my intentions that I mentioned before are always the best. So as long as my intentions are the best, I can explain it, learn from the mistake, and learn how to improve. So I guess in a nutshell, that'll be it.
That's brilliant advice. And as you said earlier, you know, if you do make the mistake, well, then the sooner that you can own it and rectify, go about rectifying it, the better it is for everybody. Declan and Niall, it's been fantastic having you as guests on AIBF Business Talk today. I think it's evident listening to both of you, you know, why you've made such a success of the business. And it all came back to having the really, really good foundations right from your upbringing, but then from yourselves implementing really good, strong core values. And I think they are foundations that are absolutely, you know, rock solid. I'd love to maybe just close out and hear from you what it means for you to be recognized as Business All-Stars.
Yeah, I'll take that. No, it's fantastic, Elaine. As I say, I guess we're here, Declan and I are here speaking on behalf of all the team, though. It's fantastic to get the accreditation. Goes to show that we're doing the right things. We're continuing to do the right things. We're always looking to get better. It's not something that, you know, it's up on the wall there and we're sat back admiring it. It's about using it as motivation to sort of say, you know, we're viewed as best in class here. This and again, it just pushes our service levels to want to be better on a daily basis. That's what we're all about, is trying to get better. And as I say, be that through obviously the human interaction every day, marrying it with the right technology, just basically to give a better customer service to everybody.
So listen, thank you so much for joining me today, Niall and Declan. I think given that the Irish business landscape is very much made up of family-based businesses, I can see many of our listeners might be reaching out to you personally after this, because I think you've really divulged some really great bits of advice, but also experience on our call here today. So thank you so much, and I wish you all the very best for the future, folks.
Thanks very much, Elaine.
Thanks very much, Elaine. Great speaking to you.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.